Hello, my name is Marcos. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered
okay.
to vote at this address?
I am registered
Texas?
To vote. I think Greg Abbott is a doofus. I think Ted Cruz needs to be voted out of office. I wouldn't give you a nickel for John Cornyn either. I think it's absurd that they are infringing on a woman's right to choose. It's not an old man's decision to make, and old men are making it. So what else do you need to know?
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one we will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic
Absolutely.
Primary?
Absolutely.
Probably votes or wait until November to vote in the general election. Definitely.
I vote every time the booth is open.
No,
I'm old. I vote every time I can vote.
Okay, definitely vote in primary, correct?
Absolutely, positively, without question.
Okay, next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one, Colin Allred.
I think he's fabulous.
Okay, that would be very favorable.
That would be.
What about Victoria Nieva Criado?
I don't know of her, so
yeah.
I'm neutral.
Okay. Clay Jenkins.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable.
Well, you're going from somewhat to very, and favorable is in the middle of that. So I question your favorite scale, because do I think he's over the moon? No. Do I think he sucks wind? No. I think he's proficient. So you can put whatever you want to put down there for that, because I think you should have a favorable. So whomever made your survey, in my opinion, screwed up, but then they didn't ask me. They just asked me to answer. So I'll say somewhat favorable.
Yeah, okay. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Fabulously wonderful.
Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I like her. Very favorable.
What about Jasmine Simon?
I know a little bit about her, but not a whole lot. So I'm going to say somewhat.
Yeah, okay. What about Ron Kirk?
I think he did well as a mayor, so somewhat.
Okay. Roland Gutierrez?
I don't have an opinion. I don't know him.
Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
I've heard of Nathan Johnson. I don't know enough to have an opinion, so
okay.
Neutral.
What about Planned Parenthood?
I am very favorable.
Okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate would you vote if you had to choose today, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Ginsburg.
Okay, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Education, guns, local control, abortion, voting rights, or you do not know?
Okay, so out of those, you're not asking me to rank them. You're just asking me to pick one. Is that correct?
Yes.
Abortion.
And what is the next most important issue? Education, guns, local control, voting rights, or you?
Voting rights. Followed by guns.
Okay. And in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the state, the Texas State House, do you prefer? One of the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating a Republican incumbent, Morgan Mayer, by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or you do not know?
Okay. You gave me one short choice, and then you gave me such a multifaceted choice that you lost me somewhere in the middle of all those things. But based on that, I'm going to go with the long one.
Okay. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park cities. Do not know? It does not impact you. Probably
makes me no difference. Doesn't impact me where she and her family live.
Okay. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping the House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Does that not impact you? You do not know. You will probably vote for, or you will definitely.
I don't know, because I don't know what her common sense approach actually consists of.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken with her. She's not reached out to me, so I'm not having an opportunity to speak to anyone on her staff. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms, who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
It makes no impact on me.
No impact. Okay. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Don't know. Does not impact. Probably vote for. Definitely vote for.
Well, again, I don't like my choices. You're saying it doesn't impact me whatever, and then you're asking me to vote it. Well, if it doesn't impact me, then, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going to also vote for her. So I'm not fond of your survey questions, and I understand you just have to read the survey. So I'm going to go, it's not going to impact me.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Don't know. Does not impact. Probably vote for. Definitely vote for.
Well, I would vote for someone who does that, but I'm assuming she's not the only person who's, you know, based on Elizabeth's conversation with Elizabeth Ginsburg, she's doing the same thing. So, you know, again, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Obviously, Jasmine has paid for this survey. I don't know enough about the woman.
Okay.
So it's not going to impact me.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Okay.
No, don't know, does not impact, probably vote for. Okay. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican super majority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place. Okay, probably vote for, or definitely vote for.
Probably. Based on that.
Okay. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses...
Okay, I need to ask you this. How much longer do you think you're going to have me on the phone? Because I have to be at a restaurant and sitting down in 20 minutes.
The most serve, 5 minutes.
All right, talk
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for, definitely vote for.
I don't know.
Okay, Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
I don't know. It doesn't impact me.
Yeah, okay. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address that neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Don't know.
Okay.
Does not impact. Probably vote for. Definitely vote
does
for.
Does not impact.
Yeah, okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Don't know. Does not impact. Probably vote for. Definitely vote for.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Don't know, does not impact, probably vote for it.
Does not impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talents to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Don't know. Does not impact. Probably vote for it. Definitely vote for it.
I don't know.
Okay. Lenz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today, Jasmine Simon?
Ginsburg.
No. Okay. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Don't know, does not matter, probably vote against. definitely vote against?
I don't know.
Okay, Liz Ginsburg, losing records shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when the other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Don't know, does not matter, probably vote against, definitely vote against.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does not know, does not matter, probably vote against, definitely vote against.
Well, you know, I don't know why she voted in a Republican primary. I voted in a Republican primary because I didn't want Donald Trump to be the nominee, so I voted for a different candidate. So people do that. So it makes me no difference.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg's losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Don't know. Better probably vote against. Definitely vote against.
I don't know.
No. Desmond's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Does not matter. Probably vote against. Definitely vote against.
Okay. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? If he works for a law firm, he has probably no control over what the corporate bigwigs of that law firm decide to contribute money to. So I don't care.
Okay. After hearing this information, which candidate would you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you had to choose today, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon?
I'd vote for Ginsburg. As I said, Simon has not bothered to call me or make any outreach to me. I have no idea who the woman is. Didn't even know she was running until you called. Mm-hmm. So if she's trying to get someone's vote, she needs to get out of the Park Cities and start knocking on the doors that aren't that are in her that is in her proposed district. And so if I get a comment section, there's my comment. I don't know who she is. Elizabeth Ginsburg has called me at least twice, maybe three times, but definitely twice, and we've talked. Don't know who this other woman is.
Okay. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Abortion rights.
Okay, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39 years old, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
What is the last grade you completed in school?
Graduate school.
Okay, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm so liberal, I scream.
Okay, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background, African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
I'm so white bread it hurts.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
All righty, bye.
Bye-bye.